Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
While preaching his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." That truth has become painfully apparent to anyone following the news for the past few months. Every day, the headlines point to the impending fiscal cliff and the fact that a draconian series of tax increases and budget cuts will happen automatically at the start of the new year if nothing is done. And while it's true that going over this so-called cliff would be devastating to many Americans, I find it interesting that no one seems to realize that we're also standing on the edge of a moral cliff, so large, in fact, that it makes the fiscal cliff pale in comparison. The fact that few realize this and that the papers aren't talking about it goes back to the fact that where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. As a nation, we no longer treasure the things of the Lord. We no longer value things like righteousness, holiness, and purity. We've distorted concepts like justice to the point where people who repeatedly murder others in prison are more entitled to life than an innocent child in the womb. And before we point fingers at those outside the church, we need to take a good long look at ourselves. What is our true treasure? Where are our hearts? The interesting thing about our work here at the Foundation is that we see on a regular basis the hard reality of God's precepts and how they actually play out outside the walls of the church. It's one thing to sit in a pew and talk about helping the poor. It's quite another to help someone who is poor because they chose to drop out of school and became hooked on meth or alcohol. People who are poor not because they were born in a slum in India, but because of their own choices despite being born in one of the richest countries on the planet. Can we help those poor? Do they deserve to be helped? These are the hard questions, but they're the questions that point to our treasure and our hearts. Where is the heart of the church? Recently, one of our staff who's involved in church outreach approached a pastor about encouraging his congregation to vote yes on LR 120, the ballot measure that now forces abortion providers to notify parents before doing abortions on minors. That same law that caused a 23% decrease on abortions on minors in Alaska. This pastor rather brusquely said, quote, "I have bigger fish to fry." Later, the conversation turned to the plan to begin forcing churches to pay property taxes and our efforts here at the Montana Family Foundation to stop it. This same pastor immediately perked up and said, "Now that's something we can get behind." Once again, where is the heart of the church? With all the talk of a fiscal cliff, we actually need to be talking about the moral cliff, and I believe that the two are connected. As the immorality of the nation has increased, so have the symptoms of that lack of moral character. Fiscal irresponsibility is just a symptom of a larger problem, and we'll never solve the problem if we remain focused on the symptoms. If we go over a fiscal cliff, it would be devastating, but we could eventually recover. If we go off a moral cliff because we've turned our back on God, we may never recover. And that's a harsh truth worth thinking about. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.